Hey y'all, Brother Gary, Hands Cross Border Devotional down here in Mexico. And we are continuing on through the Gospel of John. And we're in chapter 12. We're going to get right into it this morning. John chapter 12, verse number 37. Remember this, I'm not in a studio, so my dogs or chickens or whatever could start at any moment. So be prepared. But John chapter 12, verse number 37, the Bible says, But though he had done so many miracles before them, yet they believed not on him, that the saying of Isaiah the prophet might be fulfilled, which he spake, Lord, who hath believed our report? And to whom hath the arm of the Lord been revealed? Therefore they could not believe, because that Isaiah said again, he hath blinded their eyes and hardened their heart, that they should not see with their eyes, nor understand with their heart, and be converted, and I should heal them. These things said Isaiah when he saw his glory and spake of him. Nevertheless, among the chief rulers also many believed on him, but because of the Pharisees, they did not confess him, lest they should be put out of the synagogue, for they loved the praise of men more than the praise of God. And so as we're continuing on, remember, we have here, John is telling them Jesus did all these miracles, yet they believed not on him, verse 37. And it brings out the prophecy of Isaiah, all right? And we see this in Isaiah 6, 9, verse 9 and 10, and we see this in Isaiah 53, and they didn't believe him. Why? Because they didn't want to believe him. They chose to reject him. Who hath believed our report? To whom hath the arm of the Lord been revealed? Well, he's revealed it to everyone, but they chose not to, and as a result of that, they were blinded. Their hearts were hardened. So God just strengthened them in their choice, is basically what he's saying here. So you have a great many of them rejecting the Lord. But in verse 42, here's our thought today, is the word nevertheless, which means at the same time. So we have this great amount of people who are rejecting the light, but at the same time, we have those who are receiving the light. In fact, he's telling us here that many of the chief rulers believed on it. But there's a but in there. But because of the religious rulers, they didn't confess him, lest they should be put out of the synagogue. So they believed what he was saying is true, but they were scared to acknowledge that truth. Why? Because they love the praise of men more than the praise of God. That is a very slippery slope to be on for you and I, isn't it? We see the truth, but we're afraid to tell the truth because we're afraid of what others may think. They love the praise of men more than the praise of God. That's something for you and I to really meditate on today. What do we love more? God or the praise of men? As a result of you and I seeing the truth, acknowledging the truth, it causes us to make some very difficult decisions in our life. And we must ask ourselves, am I making this decision so I can fit in? Or am I making this decision because I love God? This is much easier to talk about than it is to live, isn't it? The question is nevertheless, at the same time, when others are behaving one way, you and I can see the truth, acknowledge the truth, and live the truth. May the Lord bless you.